You talked about state ownership and you said that I had no commitment to state ownership. So through the chair, if I may, but I'm going to come back to your question. I have 3 minutes. But I am entitled to refer to points that you made in terms of the ownership question. This is a publicly owned hospital, that's the point. So I'm not going to allow people to come up and say it's not a publicly, that's somehow a private agenda. It's anything but a privatised agenda. It's a publicly owned hospital. And in terms of the issues in relation to lawfully and legally permissible, all of the legal documentation is there. All of the guarantees are there in terms of legally permissible and lawfully permissible services. And yes, the HSE did put in the clinically appropriate, not the other interests, but the HSE did, to protect the maternity hospital and to ensure that it would be maternity facilities and services and gynae and all the full range of clinically appropriate activity that happens in maternity hospital, as opposed to other uses being made of the maternity hospital or facilities within the maternity hospital. And the lease is clear on that as well, that it has to be used as a maternity hospital. I think there have been attempts made to sort of conjure up an idea that somehow this is that there's some conspiracy behind the utilisation of that language. There simply isn't. And stating there is doesn't make that the reality. There just simply isn't. And time will prove this. Time will prove this. And already, again, if you don't take, you know, as I said, the clinicians are very clear about this in Hollis Street. They provide all legally permissible services now, from termination right through. And there's no issue in the hospital at the moment, and there will be no issue in terms of the new hospital either.